That was a tit. That is a tit. Oh. Yes.
Oh, you're so big.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right, baby.
Oh, dog, you want to hide his bones. Yes. Oh, yeah. I'm bone smuggling, baby.
Man, would you shut up?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Jimmy. Just wanted to say sweet dreams.
Yeah, yeah. Sweet dreams. Good night, Mom.
Yes, good night.
Something
wrong with the reception?
Yeah. There's this nature show that I'm trying to watch, and the birds are all scrambled, and I can't even...
Do it. Yes. Baby, ride me like a pony.
Thing must be broken. I sat on the remote or something.
Ready for bed, son?
Yep, I'm all set, Dad. All set.
Yeah. No. I think he's tried to watch some illegal channels here.
Illegal channels?
This is just a bad reception, honey.
I'm gonna smack my hairy ass.
What's that?
Oh, baby.
You know what? Here, just give me this, please.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh.
No.
Yes.
Okay. What's the matter with this thing here?
Yeah.
Illegal channels? Shit. If there's any channel that should be illegal, it's that All Woman's channel, Lifetime Supply of Pantyhose or some shit.
Yeah. Hey, did you see the Little Mermaid on TV the other night? No? Ariel, man, she's so hot.
She's a mermaid, Joyce.
Yeah, Oz, but not when she's on land.
Come on, Vicky, it's Stifler's party. We gotta go. It'll be great.
Why? All that happens at Stifler's parties is a bunch of people get drunk and do it.
Yeah.
Now, come on, Kevin, open it.
It's a big, thick envelope, Vicky. You got in.
If you think so, just open it.
Fine.
Dear Miss Latham, we're sorry, but after keeping you on the waiting list for the past couple of months, we've decided that you are now rejected.
Shut up!
You got in.
Yes! I love you.
Okay. Hey, you think I should wear this shirt to Stifler's party?
You've worn that shirt for like 3 days in a row, man.
Guys, she said it.
Said what?
She said she loves me.
Holy shit, man. Dude, the L word?
Cornell's not that far from U of M.
Yeah, it's only like 7 hours. Oh, and you get to drive across Canada. Beautiful country.
Whatever. It's doable. What we should do today, in band, instead of playing our instruments regularly, we should play them backwards. That'll be so funny.
Yeah. Look, no offense, but you're talking about a post-high school, long-distance relationship. And you and Kevin haven't even done it yet.
That's not why we're going out.
What do you expect him to drive to Cornell for? Milk and cookies?
We're gonna have sex when he's ready and I'm ready. It's got to be completely perfect. I want the right time, the right moment, the right place.
Vicky, it's not a space shuttle launch. It's sex.
Finch.
Here's the man we are looking
Gentlemen.
For.
Gentlemen.
What's going on, buddy?
Same old.
Finch, you got the Latin homework?
Oh, canis meus id comodina. It means my dog ate it. It's Latin. It's a joke. It's a Latin joke.
Yeah, Latin. Yeah. Just drink your coffee, bitch.
You know, Jim, it's mochaccino.
What?
What I'm drinking, it's mochaccino. It's not coffee.
No!
What's up, dude?
You coming to party tonight, Ozzy, you fuckface?
Depends if my date wants to stop by. I'm working on something new.
I got an idea about something new. How about you guys actually locate your dicks, remove the shrink wrap, and fucking use them?
Dude, it's gonna happen. She's a college chick.
All right. I'll see you guys tonight. I'll look for you in the no fucking section. All right. I'm shooting for a 9 o'clock ETA, beer in hand by 5 after. Breath check.
Please. Thank you.
I wish you wouldn't do that.
So you got something up your sleeve for tonight, Finch?
This is a foolproof plan, my friend.
I have a serious question to ask you guys. Okay, you know Nadia, the Czechoslovakian chick? Well, she might be there tonight. Now, do you think she would prefer laid back Jim or cool hip Jim?
I don't think it really matters with that shirt that you're wearing.
What? Correct me if I'm wrong, but you're the one with the girlfriend and you're still stranded on third base.
Hey, at least I know what third base feels like, okay? You're still just a bat boy.
Bat. What are you talking about? Guys, what exactly does third base feel like?
You want to take this one?
Like warm apple pie.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Apple pie, huh?
Uh-huh.
McDonald's or homemade?
Gentlemen, destiny awaits.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry.
That's number 5 and 6 for the Stiffmeister.
Come back and see me.
Yeah. Oops. Holy boy. Nadia, buenos dias. Glad you could make it. I'll be back for you later. Now the party's starting. Welcome to Stifler's Palace of Love, fellas. The kids are back there. Enjoy. Vicky, Jessica, great to see you. Glad you can make it. Sherman!
Hey!
What the fuck are you doing here?
Fellas, what's going on?
Sherman, not much. Just scoping the babes.
Indeed. Some fine ladies here, boys.
Mm-hmm.
Confidence is high. Repeat confidence is high. Sherman is moving to DEFCON 2. Full strategic arsenal. Ready for deployment.
Hey!
You have something going tonight, Sherman?
You see that central chick? Brunette?
No.
She's around. Seems she's taking a liking to me. Fellas, it's time she experienced the Shermanator.
Yeah, okay, Sherman. Whatever.
I'm a sophisticated sex robot sent back through time to change the future for one lucky lady.
Go get him, Tiger.
I'll be back.
Hopeless. Completely.
Hi.
Hey, Vic.
Oh, shit. Guys, there is Nadia, and she just looked at me. She just looked at me.
Well, why don't you go talk to her?
Yeah, you're right, Kev. I should just go talk to her. No. Yeah, I could do that. Sure. Sure. Kev? Kev?
Kev? Yeah, right.
Oh.
Yeah.
At last.
That's great.
And life is like a song. Oh, yeah, yeah. At last.
See you later.
The sky's above.
We're here for the party.
What party? There's no party.
Black! Party!
Weird. Try the house down the street.
So, what's your major?
Postmodern feminist thought.
Cool. Great night, isn't it?
Sure.
It's something about the springtime that's just cool, you know?
like the smell of fresh rain or something. Suck me, beautiful.
What did you just say?
Suck me, beautiful. Friends call me Nova. As in, Casanova.
That's pathetic.
Jeez, you don't have to laugh at me.
Well, there's just some things you need to learn, that's all.
Like what?
Well, you've got to tone it down. You don't need to come to a place like Lookout Point and spout off cheeseball lines to be romantic.
Okay.
You have to pay attention to a girl. Be sensitive to her feelings. Relationships are reciprocal. Come on, Casanova. I'll take you back to your friends.
Vicky, I think it's time to take the next step in our relationship.
Tonight?
Yeah, it's such a perfect evening. I mean, it's how you've always pictured it, isn't it?
My car's fucking stinking.
Dude, you gotta take a shit. You smell like a Yeti.
Or not.
Just relax.
You actually said that?
Shut up.
You did a hell of a lot better than I did with Nadia.
Oh, thanks, Jim. That's great. That's really reassuring.
Hey, no problem, Nova.
Hey, don't call me Nova anymore. I'm a fraud.
You guys are pathetic.
I'm gonna find myself a little hottie.
Suck me, beautiful!
Let me know.
Okay. Keep going.
I should be able to talk to girls. I'm articulate. You know I got a 720 on my SAT verbal.
Bullshit. There's no way.
I kid you not, man. Listen. Copious. They're a similitude.
Oh, now.
Suck me, beautiful!
Damn it, Stifler.
Checkout time.
Please.
Make it through.
You are such a jerk. God, I can't believe how many cool people are at this party.
Yep.
And you got a keg, too. Wow.
Indeed.
Oh, wait, I left my beer downstairs.
No. Here, babe.
Thanks.
You're really beautiful. Oh.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I don't know if I want to be doing this.
Doing what?
Well, you know, like, if we hook up tonight, tomorrow I'll just be some girl you go telling all your friends about.
No way.
Steve, you could at least look at me when you say that.
Look, Sarah, I wouldn't go telling stories or anything about you. I promise. So just relax. Take it slow. And let the good times roll.
Okay.
All right.
What's wrong? What is it? What's...
Xenophobic. Regurgitation.
Oh, I know that one.
Kevin likes it.
He likes getting head. Gee, what a total shocker. What about you, Vicky? I mean, have you just never had one with Kevin, or have you never had one, period?
I've had one. I think.
Okay. That's a no. Right, no wonder you're not psyched about sex. You tell me you never even had one manually?
I've never tried it.
You never double-clicked your mouse?
Nice.
Oh, Jesus, Stifler, I want you to drink, man.
Hey, Stifler. How's the pale ale?
You.
That's Stifler's mom?
Yep. Shit. I cannot believe a fine woman like this produced a guy like Stifler.
Dude! I took some MILF.
What the hell is that?
M-I-L-F. Mom, I'd like to fuck.
Yeah, dude. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
MILF.
MILF,
dude. MILF. MILF.
Sherman, what's going on?
Yeah, don't you think you fellas could try a little tact? I got company, if you know what I mean. She's hot.
If Sherman has sex before I do, I'm gonna be really pissed.
Sherman? The Shermanator?
MILF! 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 Dude, hey, dude, what are you doing to her, dude? Oh my god, bro, dude.
Enough of this blowjob bullshit. I gotta get laid already.
That's nice. Really, really nice. Can I have a ride? Sure.
Vicky, wait.
Not for you.
Yeti! I am the Yeti!
Good morning, gentlemen.
Finch, where were you last night, huh? What happened to that foolproof plan of yours?
Well, I was going for a fashionably late entrance, and I was too late, so no ladies left.
It was a very special night.
Very special. Guys,
guys. I'll never forget this.
Oh, I'll never forget it either.
Thank you.
Mm. Well... Bye.
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 Fellas, say goodbye to Chuck Sherman the boy. I am now a man. I highly recommend you join the club. We are doing the wild thing all night. I'm exhausted.
I don't get it. I mean, how the hell did you do that?
It was just my time. It was just my time.
Best of luck to you boys. I cannot believe this.
Come on, guys, you know, we should be happy for Sherman. No, we shouldn't be.
You know, I put in months of quality time with Vicky. Sherman meets a chick for one night and scores. This is just wrong.
Oh, shit. How the hell am I supposed to become this Mr. Sensitive Man?
You know, we're all gonna go to college as virgins. You realize this, right? I mean, they probably have special dorms for people like us.
All right, I got an idea. But it's got to stay between us. It's really simple. We just got to make an agreement. Or, no, it's more than an agreement.
What, a bet?
A pact. No money involved. More important than any bet. Here's the deal. We all get laid before we graduate. Dude, it's not like I haven't been trying to get laid. Think about when you work out, Oz. You gotta have someone there, right? Someone to spot you, someone to keep you motivated. Well, that's exactly what we can do for each other. I mean, we'll be there to keep each other on track. Separately, we are flawed and vulnerable, but together, we are the masters of our sexual destiny.
Their tiger style kung fu is strong, but our dragon style will defeat it.
Guys!
The Shaolin masters from East and West must unite. Fight, and find out who is number one.
Guys, come on, you're ruining my moment here. I mean, this is our very manhood at stake. We must make a stand here and now. No longer will our penises remain flaccid and unused. We will fight for every man out there who isn't getting laid and should be. This is our day. This is our time. And by God, we will not stand by and watch history condemn us into celibacy.
Amen.
I like that.
Yes.
We will make a stand. We will succeed.
About time!
We will get laid!
Yes! Woo-hoo!
On the sex. It's got to be valid, consensual sex. No prostitutes. If that's what you're thinking, Finch.
Busted.
So basically, prom is our last chance.
Oh, dude, prom sucks.
I know, but you gotta think about it this way. I mean, all the parties afterwards, the chicks are gonna wanna do it.
Yeah, yeah, he's right. It's like, just like tradition or something.
The Rose Bowl.
So, that gives us
exactly 3 weeks to the day.
We're gonna do this.
All right, to the next step.
Next step.
Yes.
Get her back soon enough.
You think so?
Sure, she likes you.
Well, I like her too.
Do you love her?
You know what? You can't really ask me that.
Well, if you want to get her in the sack, I mean, just tell her you love her. That's how I was duped.
Look, Jessica, I don't want to dupe her.
All right. What you need to do is learn how to press a girl's buttons. You have to give her what she's never had.
What's that?
Let me give you a hint. Oh, Kev. Yeah. Comprende?
You mean an orgasm?
You got it, stud.
Well, you know, I'm pretty sure that I've given her a...
No, you haven't.
Well, there was one time...
No.
Oh, man.
Look, kid, it's up to you. The big L or the big O.
Thinking. You've got to see this.
You believe in magic. In a young girl's heart, how the music can free her whenever it starts, and it's magic. If the music is groovy, it makes you feel happy.
What did
like
you cucks do to him?
I'll tell you about the magic, it'll free your soul, but it's like trying to tell a stranger about rock and roll.
Great. See you next time.
Hey, guys. Came to watch me in action?
Yeah. Yeah, I think you sounded pretty good.
Yeah, man. I think you need your balls reattached.
Hey, keep it down, dude.
What the fuck are you doing here?
This place is an untapped resource. I mean, check it out. These vocal jazz girls are hot.
Why the hell is he joining jazz choir so late? Maybe he's preparing for another senior year at East.
You guys, we don't even know him.
You dipshit. You're expecting to score with some goody-goody choir girl Pris? These chicks don't know me. I mean, I can work this sensitive angle here, fellas.
You know, it's just like that college chick told me.
All that you gotta do is just ask them questions and listen to what they have to say and shit.
I don't know, man. That sounds like a lot of work.
Just a second. Come in.
Oh, Jim, you're here. I was just walking by your room, and you know, I was thinking, boy, it's been a long time since we've had a little father-son chat. Oh, I almost forgot. I bought some magazines. Do you want to just flip to the center section? Well, this is the female form, and they have focused on the breasts, which are used primarily to feed young infants, and also in foreplay.
Right.
This is Hustler, And this is a much more exotic magazine. Now, they have decided to focus more on the pubic region, the whole groin area.
Uh-huh.
Look at the expression on her face. You see that? See what she's doing? She's kind of looking right into your eyes, saying, "Hey, big boy. Hey, how you doing?" You see?
Right.
Shaved is a magazine I'm not too familiar with, but again, if you flip to the center section, well, you see the detail that that they go into in this picture here. It almost looks like a tropical plant or something underwater.
Yeah.
Thing. Do you know what a clitoris is?
Oh, my God.
Well,
yes,
I mean, don't
I know
say,
what
oh,
a clitoris
oh, you do?
Is.
Oh,
yes.
I see. Yes, you do. I forgot you've been there and
well,
back.
I've
everything.
Learned about
you
it
know,
in
I'm
sex
just trying
ed.
To make
you know,
this
I really
as
don't need you to sit here talking to me about
Jim,
clitoris.
This is not
you know,
a,
you know what?
Word
I'm sorry,
course,
okay? I'm sorry.
Okay. No. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have got hot there. Well, you know what I'm going to do, Jim? I'm going to just leave these books here for you to peruse at your leisure.
Wait.
Well, safer than a tube sock. Okay, that was good.
Yeah.
See you at dinner.
I'll see you at dinner. So, Finch, this is your plan?
You know, I don't think girls are into the whole mini golf thing.
Kevin, I'm sure that they're not. Actually, there is one small matter that I need to ask for your cooperation in the spirit of this whole pack, you know?
Sure, what do you need?
Whatever you hear about me, you agree, and tell all the boys the same thing. Look, I gotta go. 16 minutes round trip.
You know, Finch, it's senior year. I mean, don't you think it's time you learned how to take a dump at school?
When was the last time you looked at the facilities in the school?
Excuse me. That's Paul Finch, right?
Yeah.
Well, you've seen him in the locker room, right?
Yeah.
So, my friends, they want to know, is it true? You know, that he's equipped?
I have no idea. Finch showers with his bathing suit on. I mean, but as a matter of fact, it is true. The guy's huge.
Does he have a date for the prom yet?
No, definitely not.
All right, thanks.
Oh, man. So, I was thinking maybe, you know, you could give me some advice. Brother to brother.
I thought you might know a trick or something to make her...
orgasm?
Yeah.
What's good here? Try the spicy tuna hand roll.
What?
How do you do that?
Hey, never mind that. Now listen, pay attention. Is that all that you're interested in? Trying to get your girl into bed?
No.
It'd be good to be able to, you know, return the favor.
Be nice to know that she enjoys things as much as I do.
See, that's good. That's what I wanted to hear. Now you qualify.
Qualify for what?
My man, you've just inherited the Bible. It originally started as a sex manual. This book that some guys brought back from Amsterdam. And each year it got passed on to one each student who was worthy. Now it's full of all sorts of stuff that guys have added over the years. You have to keep it a secret. And return it at the end of the year. All right, so now you know. Good luck.
If you believe in magic, don't you bother to choose if it's jug band music or rhythm and blues. Just go and listen. It'll start with a smile that won't wipe off your face no matter how hard you try. Your feet start tapping and you can't seem to find how you got there. Do you believe in magic?
Scooby-dooby-doo-bop. Scooby-dooby-dooby-dooby-doo-bop. Yeah, magic.
What was that?
Sorry.
No, it was good.
Oh. Well, it came from the heart.
Well, keep it coming. All right, people, good work. Now, don't forget, the state competition's a couple of weeks away, so keep on it, okay?
Not bad, Chris.
Really? Thanks, Heather, right?
Yeah. So you've got this sort of Frank Sinatra thing going on there.
Right. I feel like I've discovered this whole new side of me. I mean, music is so expressive.
Okay. I mean, I agree, but aren't you supposed to be out, like, trying to decapitate someone with your lacrosse stick or something?
Oh, sure. Sure. You know, I know what people think. It's like, Oz, he's just this kick-ass lacrosse player. You know, I also play football, by the way, but that's like, it's not all that I am, you know?
Oh, of course. I didn't...
I mean, it really bothers me when people try to pigeonhole me like that.
You? You think I don't get that? God, it's like just because I don't get drunk and barf every weekend, people say, oh, look, there's this Goody Two Shoes choir girl, Chris.
Yeah. So, like, what else do you do?
Well, the same things you do. Like, hang out with friends and stuff. Why, what do you think I do?
Oh, I just realized that I don't know anything about you. I was interested.
Oh. Well, what do you want to know?
You know, stuff. About you.
All right.
Mom! Home!
It's not what it looks like.
Well, we'll just tell your mother that we ate it all.
Enjoying my first exhilarating lacrosse experience. You kick butt.
Oh, thanks.
Chris.
Oh, you can call me Oz if you want.
Do I have to?
You can call me Oz Striker.
What's your middle name?
Forget it.
Come on, I won't tell anyone.
Well, neither will I.
Okay. So, I had this thought, and it may seem like it's way out of left field. I don't know if you can, but since I'm not going with anybody, I thought that maybe...
Those guys sucked ass! Choir chick, what the hell are you doing here?
Well, I was asking Chris to prom. So do you want to go?
Oh, yeah. That would be great. Well, just don't expect Oz to pay for the limo. Stifler, fuck! I mean, why do you gotta be so insensitive all the time? What? Whatever. Look, don't forget, my cottage after prom. On Lake Michigan.
Hey, wait up, you pussies! Where are you going?
Well, I gotta hit the showers now, but I think this is gonna be really, really good.
Yeah, me too.
All right.
Andrea!
Yeah.
Working with the choir chicks?
I say, fellas, I just dig those cute little sweaters she wears.
That's you do, you little horn dog.
Huh?
Yeah! Yeah, baby! Oh, spank me! Daddy, spank me! It's that high C! Come on, what's going on here?
I was being selfish and majorly insensitive. I'm a total idiot. I mean, a buffoon.
I think shithead really says it.
You know what? You're right. I'm a shithead. And I want to make it up to you.
Oh, yeah? How?
Nikki, your parents are downstairs.
Kevin, don't stop.
Just a second.
Vic to come on down for supper.
Holy shit!
Shh! You know there's no lock on your door?
I'm coming!
Oh, Jim!
Dad?
Hi, I was just looking at the old family portrait out here. Well, that was a fun day, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Jim, I want to talk about masturbation. Now, I just want you to know that it's a perfectly normal thing. And I have to admit, I did a fair bit of masturbating when I was a little younger. I used to call it stroking the salami. Yeah, you know, pounding the old bud. I never did it with baked goods. But you know your Uncle Mort? He pets the one-eyed snake 5-6 times a day. It's like practice for the big game. You see?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like banging a tennis ball against a brick wall, which can be fun. It can be fun, but it's not a game.
Right.
It's not a game.
No.
What you want is you want a partner to return the ball. Do you want a partner?
Yeah. I want a partner.
You do want a partner.
Oh, I want a partner.
You want a partner.
Of course, yeah.
Good.
So, once Hal becomes king, he has to take on the responsibilities of leadership and turn his back on his old drunken friend, Falstaff. You see, Hal is going through a rite of passage, much like you all are. So make the most of the time you've got left together. You'll miss it later. You see.
So does your tongue cramp up?
Nah. You get kind of dizzy, though. Wow. That's amazing. She's probably going to want to do it soon.
All right, class dismissed.
Still questing after the Holy Grail, huh, guys?
Hey, where's Finch?
Oh, he went home to take a shit.
I don't get it. I just don't. How does a guy like that get this sudden reputation?
What reputation?
Observe. Excuse me. Do you know who Paul Finch is?
Yeah, he's the guy with the tattoo, right? You know, the eagle and the blazing fire and all that stuff. Well, if you guys see him later, will you tell him Courtney says hi?
Okay. Explain.
I can't. I don't know how he's doing it. I guess that just leaves Jim trailing.
Ah, Jimbo.
Better sack up, buddy.
Yeah, I know. I'm working on it, all right?
James? You're very good in the world history class, yes?
Me? Yeah, yes. No, yes, I am.
Perhaps you could help me with my studies.
Yeah, absolutely. That would be great sometime. How about tomorrow?
Well, I have ballet practice. Perhaps, I could come by your house afterwards. I could change clothes at your place.
If I suppose that would be okay.
Sure.
Nice car.
I'm glad you think so.
You don't like it?
No, I like the car. By the way, though, about prom, that was a bad idea. I'm sorry I invited you.
What are you talking about?
Please. I asked you because I thought you might actually be worth going with. But you are just a jock. No, wait, you're a jerk.
Wait, I don't understand.
I saw you making fun of me with your lacrosse buddies.
Heather, I wasn't making fun of you.
Give me a break. You're so full of it.
Fuck me. There's gonna be an Eastern European chick naked in your house. And you're not gonna do anything about that?
What am I gonna do, huh? Broadcast her over the internet?
Yeah. You can do that?
No, I cannot do that to her.
Jim, get some fucking balls. Man, if you don't have the guts to photograph a naked chick in your house, how the hell are you ever gonna sleep with one?
I don't like the kid, but he's got a point, Jim.
See? Even Shitbreak knows you should do it. Now, all you gotta do is set up some sort of private link or whatever on the net and tell me the address. You can send me the address, too. I'll save you a seat.
How sweet it is to be loved by you, by you.
I needed the shelter of someone's arms.
Someone's arms.
There you were.
You were all.
I needed someone to understand my ups and downs.
Ups and downs.
There you were.
Okay, that was good, but I want to thicken up that solo. Michigan State is this Saturday, and I want that part to smoke.
Yeah, I know. My timing's off.
No, it's not that. It's just that I think it'll work better as a duet with a tenor part.
I'll do it. I'll do it.
Great. See you tomorrow.
Why are you doing this?
Because I want to.
Yeah? Well, you can't fake this. You better practice.
Come in.
Jim, there's a young lady here to see you.
Hey, Nadia.
Hi, James. Ready to study?
Oh, he's always ready to study. He's a real bookworm, this kid.
Dad?
I mean, he's not one of those nerdy guys, but...
Dad.
Well, I'll let you two hit the books.
You want a beer? Oh, there we go.
Come on, move! Steve! It's my computer, and I want to use it!
Shut up!
You need to change, right?
Mm. Do you mind?
No, not at all. Please, just go ahead and get changed. I'll go downstairs and I'll start studying up.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, there he goes.
Now we're in business.
Back in a sec.
Jimmy, honey, we're...
No, you are just in time.
Oh,
this is incredible.
Oh my God, this is too much.
Oh, you see, oh, there that goes. Whoa. Oh, geez. God bless the internet.
Ay, ay, ay.
Do it, take it off.
Oh my God.
Oh,
thank you, God, for this wonderful, wonderful day.
And she takes her vitamins. Stop hyperventilating.
This is like the coolest thing I've ever seen.
I know. Can you believe this? This was definitely one of Stifler's best ideas ever. What is she? She's touching my stuff. Why is she touching my stuff?
Man, let her touch.
She's going through my stuff,
Nadia, man. Nadia can touch anything she wants.
Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, nice collection there, Jim. She's gonna leave. She's definitely gonna... She's getting comfortable. She's not gonna leave.
She reads the articles. Oh.
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 Is she... She's going downstairs.
Oh.
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 Oh. Oh my God.
Jackpot, baby. Can you believe this?
Nadia, I would have never known.
I have an announcement that I would like to make. There is a gorgeous woman masturbating on my bed.
Thank you, Nadia.
You know, if you ever had a chance with Nadia, this is it. What am I supposed to do, Kev?
Seduce her.
What the hell would I say? Go over there and ask her if she needs an extra hand. That's stupid, Kev. I can't... That's not stupid. You're stupid if you don't go. Come on. Get over there. Get going, man. She's prime.
Get out of here.
She's waiting for you.
Okay, all right. All right, I'm going.
Go!
I'm going.
Go, 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 go!
Oh, shit. Oh boy, oh God, oh crap, oh no.
Hello?
Looks like Jim addressed the email wrong.
What?
It went out to every mailbox in the East High Directory. God, how juvenile.
Hey, guys!
Baby!
Check this out. Oh my God.
Please, God, let this be it. Please.
Somebody's going in there.
Mm-hmm. There you go. That's what you need to do.
That guy's in my trig class.
Oh, no.
Looks like you could use an extra hand.
Jim!
Well, oh.
Shame on you.
Yeah, shame on me. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. You know, I'm just gonna go.
Well, you have seen me. Now it's my turn to see you. Strip.
Strip?
Slowly.
You mean like strip? Strip?
For me.
What is he talking to her about?
No idea.
Come on, Jim. People are viewing. Get to business.
Perfect. Move, James, move!
Yeah, move.
Go, Trig boy. It's your birthday.
What's going on? Yes!
All right. Get in the mix.
See there. Oh, okay.
This is disgusting.
What the fuck is this? Cut out, man.
Yeah.
did not just take out that chair.
Yep, he took out the chair.
More, you bad boy!
Oh, yeah, I'm bad. I'm naughty, baby. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Now, come to me.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
He's in, man. This has got a hell of a lot better.
Be gentle.
Okay.
Jim?
Oh. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
Houston, we have a problem.
What did he do?
He blew it.
I guess I'll be going now.
No, Emma. I'm not done, Nadia. I've got reserves. Nadia, please, I'm begging you.
Well, I do like your dirty magazines.
You do? Okay, well, did you see this one? This here is your more, exotic, risque magazine.
Oh, he's pulling out the porn.
He's desperate. Jim, just wait till she leaves.
Very arousing women. They arouse me. They arouse me very, very much. But not as arousing as you.
Oh, Jim.
Oh, God.
Yeah!
All right, yes.
It's your engagement. Woo!
So, shaved? The expression?
Holy shit! Holy shit!
That's me, Jim. Yeah. Again?
Not again. Not again, man.
Is that possible?
What a loser.
Sweet love and devotion, deeply touching my emotion. I just want to stop and thank you, baby.
Hey, Miniman. Shut up. You know, you're supposed to be supportive. Hey, you think you still got a chance with Nadia? No. Her sponsors here saw the thing on the net. I really don't think they liked it.
How do you know that?
She's already on a plane back home.
Ooh.
Yeah. You know, guys, maybe I'm just not good with girls, period. No, really. Like I was born without that part of the brain. I mean, I can't talk to girls. And when I do talk to them, I screw it up.
Yeah, well, come prom, those excuses aren't going to do you any good.
And one time, at band camp, we weren't supposed to have pillow fights, but we had a pillow fight, and it was so much fun. And this one time, we all lost our music, and we were supposed to play the song, but we didn't know it. So we just made it up, and we kept playing and playing, and the conductor didn't know what we were doing, and it was so funny. So you're pissed about something, huh? You know what I do when I'm angry? I just play some Bach on my flute. It's so relaxing. I learned to do that at band camp.
Hold on. You have no idea why I'm angry?
Is it because we have a test tomorrow? Sometimes I get cranky when I know I have a big test to study for.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
I thought so, because this one time at band camp...
What's your name?
Michelle.
Okay, Michelle. Do you want to be my date for the prom?
Really? You seriously want to go with me?
Yes, seriously.
Are we going to Steve Stifler's party afterwards? Because that would be so cool.
Sure. Whatever you want.
Cool. We're going to have such a good time. It'll be like this one time at band camp when we all had a campfire.
Here.
Stifler told me.
You talked to Stifler?
Yeah, well, I needed to find you. We're gonna have to work on that song.
Okay. I'm glad he came by.
So you work nights?
My dad's the manager.
Really? Cool. Tell him his subs are great.
So you're going to Michigan next year?
Yeah. My parents want me to go to Northwestern, but I don't want to write all those extra essays they make you do. I mean, how am I supposed to know what my most emotionally significant moment was? So when my U of M acceptance came in December, I just said the hell with it.
Onions?
What?
You, want onions?
Oh, no, thank you. So what are you going to major in?
State's got a good business school, and I could probably walk on to the lacrosse team.
Well, you've got it pretty figured out then, huh?
I mean, business is okay, and lacrosse is awesome, but when am I going to be a professional lacrosse player? I mean, I really have no idea.
Thank God. I thought I was the only one.
Well, you're not.
So we're going to be close next year.
You mean East Lansing and Ann Arbor?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I'm sorry, but I can't go to the prom with you. I'm holding out for someone else.
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
I know it's a long shot, but I figure Paul Finch might ask me.
Finch? Shit break.
Oh, gosh. I forgot. You look okay. I mean... The scars healed really well.
Hey, Stifler.
Eat shit.
What was that all about?
Oh, he's still embarrassed because Finch kicked his ass.
Who told you that? What do you mean, no comment? Did you two hook up or something?
What, are you kidding me? No.
Well, then how did all this get started?
Well, I guess it's all right for me to tell you now. That reputation of his isn't going anywhere. Cheese, please. Finch comes up to me and says, Jessica, I need your help with this, blah, blah, etc., right? So I said, all right, pay me $200 and I'll tell a couple of girls that you're dynamite in bed. So he did, and I did.
That actually works?
Well, duh, of course. I mean, naturally, I embellished a little bit. Hey, did you hear that Finch had an affair with an older woman?
No, I didn't hear that one.
That one was my favorite.
Oh, dude, that cheerleader.
Thank you, baby.
Wants me, baby. She wants me. She calls me up.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Oh, my God. You're gay.
Oh, come on. Sing it with me. You know the words.
No, thanks, man. I've been singing that shit all week.
I'm telling you, if you try the MSU this Saturday, I'll kick your ass. Our last game is this Saturday.
Oh, shit.
I've got this lacrosse game. It's really important. It's our last game. Well, Central almost beat us last time, so this time I really want to kick their ass. But it's going to be cool because, you know, the game's at States, which means afterwards I'll be able to stop by.
So you can't sing at the competition?
Heather, I'm sorry. I totally blew it.
It's okay. You should do what makes you happy.
All right. Listen, thanks for understanding.
Yeah.
So, I guess I'll see you later.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Kevin. You seen Shipwreck lately?
Why? What did you do to him?
Me?
Nothing. See, I'm the one whose ass he kicked. But, I'll tell you one thing, though. I don't think he's gonna have a problem shitting in school anymore. Slipped a little something into his mochaccino.
God! Oh! Oh!
Right this way, sir.
Oh, God.
Some crappy band and stupid decorations.
Okay, you're just saying that because prom's a week away and you don't have a date.
No. I don't want a date. Finch is going stag and so am I. Guy is like so refined.
You think that older woman thing is true?
Yeah, it's true. It was Stifler's mom.
Joni, was that you?
And hold it.
Since homecoming.
Yeah, we have.
Maybe it's time we start to express ourselves in new ways.
Yeah.
You want to do it?
Yeah.
I love you. It's your turn.
That's not what I was thinking.
Sex. It's always about sex.
Hey, it's not always about sex. Look, I just thought it was about sex this time.
Look, Vicky, love is a term that gets thrown around, and people don't mean it. When I say it, I want it to be more than words. You know, I want it to be...
perfect.
Exactly.
Okay, Albert, you ready?
No problemo. I close my eyes at night. Come on, Heather, work with me here.
Whoa,
Bumblebee. Focus on the music, think melody, let the music be my guide.
Yeah, that
would be a start. Who's in the floor?
Who's in the floor?
Okay. All right. Good hustle, guys.
Good hustle.
But you can still lose. You all saw what happened to Oz out there. I don't want to ever see any of you thinking you're going to score. You don't score until you score.
Till you score.
That's right, baby. That all boils down to today. For you seniors, this marks the culmination of the past 4 years.
Culmination. I want you to think about what this means to you. Do you guys want to look back on your days at East and know that you used the time you had?
Hell yeah!
Whoa!
You do!
Ah, good attitude, Ostreicher.
Good luck, fellas.
Christ, I didn't tell you to leave the game.
Sorry, coach.
You got someplace more important to be, Ostreicher?
Yeah.
Ostreicher!
Oz? Fuckface?
Ostreicher!
Oh, great.
What about the game?
I'm not playing.
You're missing the game for us?
No, I'm missing the game for you.
Does this mean I'm not going to get to do the duet?
Albert, you suck. I don't think he's coming back.
Close my eyes at night.
Close my eyes.
Wondering where would I be without you in my life.
Oh,
everything I did was just a bore.
Just a bore.
Everywhere I went, seems I've been there before.
But you brighten up for me all of my days. With a love so sweet
in so many ways.
I just wanna stop.
And thank you, baby.
I just wanna stop.
Thank you, baby.
Thank you, baby. How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Yeah, you fucking rule! Rock and roll!
Maybe the words aren't that important. It's like, I know he really cares about me, you know? Even if he can't say it, he does. And yeah, he always talks about sex, but that's okay, because he's a guy, right?
He's got a dick. He's a guy.
Right.
Wait, is this translation right? Go home, bird teacher. I've had enough.
I don't know. I got it from Kevin. So, does it hurt?
What?
You know, sex. Does it hurt?
Well, yeah, I mean, the first time you do it, you know, it hurts. But then you do it again and again. It just starts to feel good. Like, really good.
Okay, so say I don't do it. And then I go off to college, and I might end up doing it with some random guy who totally turns out to be a jerk.
This is true.
And I'll wish I would have done it with Kevin.
So go do it with Kevin.
You think?
Yeah, you're ready. You're a woman. Look at you. You're ready for sex.
You're right.
I know.
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna have sex.
Now.
And it's gonna be right, and it's gonna be just perfect.
Perfect sex. Please.
Kevin. Kevin. I want to have sex.
Now?
As you walk up those steps, gonna your wall. I was there when you had no one else to hold. You used to look just like a saint, stumbling toward your and God's very own warranty. You used to never think you'd ever grow old.
Be excited about the big night tonight.
Thrilled.
Who's the lucky girl?
Michelle.
Michelle.
Yeah.
Well, she must be very special.
Oh, she's special, all right.
Well, I'm sure she is special if you picked her out of the whole bunch. Jim, I'm just going to say one thing before you leave tonight. I want you to be very, very careful when you're putting on the corsage.
Okay, Dad.
Promise me.
I promise.
Camel to bed. Shadows painting our faces. Tracing a romance in our heads. Heaven's holding our half moon. Shining just for us. Let's slip off to a sand dune. Pick up a little dust. Come on, Cactus is our friend. He'll point out the way.
You know, at band camp, we have dances like this, only they're way funner.
Till the evening ends.
Status check.
So where do you guys stand? I mean, well, Finch, we know where you are, but can't really use that as an excuse. Jim?
My date's a flute-toting band dork. Does that answer your question?
Oz, is this vocal jazz shit gonna pay off or what?
Kevin, what's with the attitude?
Attitude? Me?
I mean, I think you guys should be a little bit more enthusiastic. This is the night we've been waiting for. We're in this together. You guys can't back out.
Kev, you don't need us to get laid. Are you afraid or something?
No. Come on. I mean, we made a pact. You can't break that. You guys are just gonna have to...
Have to what, Kev?
Huh?
I don't have to do shit. You know, forget it already. I am so sick and tired of all this bullshit pressure. I mean, I've never even had sex, and already I can't stand it. I hate sex! And I'm not gonna stand around here busting my balls over something that... Quite frankly, isn't that damn important? Now, I'm gonna go hang out with that geek over there, because at least she has something else to talk about besides sex. God damn.
Yeah.
You know, at least I learned how to shit in school, buddy.
Hey, Finch. Wanna dance?
Yeah. How come you have no date?
I like to keep my options open. I got something for you. Consider it a consolation prize.
Jessica, this is great.
Felt sort of guilty about taking your money.
You spent $200 on this?
No, I spent $50 on the flask, $150 on the earrings. Let me just clarify that you have no chance of scoring with me, Finch.
Oh, yeah, of course not.
So I take it you and Sherman are pretty close, huh? You met at that party a while back, right?
Yeah, we were up all night together. We had one of those amazingly deep conversations where you feel like you really get to know someone.
Deep conversation, huh? Is that what you call it?
What else would I call it?
Okay, thank you, Great Falls. We're going to take a little break now. You are beautiful.
You suck!
Excuse me, everyone. Sorry to interrupt. I just thought you all should know this. Chuck Sherman is a liar. I never had sex with him. He's never had sex with anyone. I know this because he told me. Once he tried to screw a grapefruit, but that's all. Oh, he also told me that when he gets nervous, he sometimes wets his pants. Thank you for your time.
Guess what?
Not interested. Kev, come on, man. The bus to Stifler's gonna be here soon.
I'm not going.
What? Why not?
Look, things didn't really turn out how I wanted them to. I mean, I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm acting like I got everything together tonight. I know that Vicky's gonna ask me if I love her, and I don't know what I'm gonna say. I mean, I'm on the brink. I'm just about to do it. I should be psyched. I don't know, maybe you're right. Maybe I am just scared.
Come on, Kev. Tonight is the night. We are finally going to a post-prom party on the lake. I mean, we have been waiting for this for 4 years. Why else have we been friends with Stifler all this time, right?
We were friends with Stifler?
Hey, look. Sherman didn't even get laid.
He didn't?
No, he pissed himself.
What?
We'll tell you on the bus. I'm gonna go inside and grab my bag. My date, too, perhaps?
Stifler's mom got it in the divorce.
It reminds me of this one time. Hey, can I ask you a question? How come you don't have any stories? I've got lots of them, and you don't have any.
Oh, I've got stories. Believe me, they're just a little bit more risque than Tales of Fan Camp.
Oh, are they gross or something? Like guy stuff? Tell me.
Okay. You want a story? Here's a story. Stifler finds this beer, right?
This is the nicest room in the house.
Oh, Kev, it's perfect.
Guys are gonna fuck, aren't you? Fuckers! 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 Fuckers!
Out.
Oh, come on!
Get out!
Oh, man!
Something I've been meaning to tell you, Heather.
What's that?
It's gonna sound really bad, but I want you to know. See, I'm a virgin. And, well, me, Kevin, Jim, and Finch, we all made this pact that we would lose our virginity before high school was over. And tonight is supposed to be the night that we all do it.
This isn't the best way to proposition me.
No, that's not what I mean. What I mean is, look, do you know what made me leave that game? See, Coach, he was giving us this speech about not slacking off when you see the opportunity to score.
This isn't any better, Chris.
No, see, Heather, what I realized is that with you, it's not like I'm running towards a goal looking for the best way to score. And this may sound a little corny, but I feel like I've already won. And I care about you a lot.
Oz, hello.
You called me Oz.
Well, yeah. What your friends call you. I mean, I feel like I'm one of your friends now. And your girlfriend. Are you lost?
Stifler's mom. No, not lost. Just you know, taking the tour. Hey, thank you for letting us have this wonderful party.
As if there was an alternative in the matter. So you enjoying yourself?
Three sheets to the wind, man.
I'm so happy for you. But it takes the edge off, doesn't it? So where's your little date tonight?
Oh, no date. It was a bathroom incident.
Pardon me?
Never mind. You have anything to drink?
I believe the kegs are upstairs.
That is what the Cretans drink. I'm talking about alcohol, liquor, the good stuff.
All right. I got some scotch.
Single malt?
Aged 18 years. The way I like it. Why don't you go grab a glass from the bar?
I think I should. Allow me.
Yeah, baby, you know it's a bitchin' party. The stiff man always comes through in the clutch, huh?
And then he just puked his brains out.
That is a nasty story.
Yep, I told you.
Do you want to hear a nasty story of mine? It's sort of sexual.
Yeah. Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay, well, this one time at Bang Camp, we were playing this game. I don't know if you know it, but it's called Spin the Bottle. And I had to kiss this guy named Mark Wander on the lips. And he plays trombone.
So, how do you want to be? Like, how do you want to do it?
I don't know. How do you?
Like, normal style? The missionary position?
Okay. Kev.
Yeah?
I want to hear you say it.
Okay. Victoria, I love you.
I love you.
The end of the story is you had to kiss the guy for 20 seconds.
Yes! And he was such a dork. And everyone laughed at me, but I didn't care because it was so funny.
I get it.
Oh, and this one time, at band camp, I stuck a flute in my pussy.
Excuse me?
What, you don't think I know how to get myself off? Hell, that's what half of band camp is. Sex ed. So, are we gonna screw soon? Because I'm getting kind of antsy.
This'll do. Woohoo! Oh.
Now, I have two rubbers. Wear them both. It'll desensitize you. I don't want you coming so damn early this time.
What makes you think that I would come early?
Come on. I saw you on the net. Why do you think I accepted this date? You're a sure thing.
Yes, I am.
So I said, this is very obviously a Piero della Francesca. would you object if I said that you were quite striking?
Mr. Finch, are you trying to seduce me?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
You're dead.
Okay, let's go.
What's my name? Say my name, bitch!
Michelle.
Oh, God.
Great night, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, I just can't believe we had a senior prom.
I know. It went by so fast.
Yeah, it did.
Kevin? Next year with you going to Ann Arbor and me going to Ithaca. It's not gonna work, is it?
No. Don't say that. I mean, we can make it work. That'll be perfect.
No, Kevin.
But...
See, that's what I've been realizing, is that nothing's perfect, and you can't plan everything.
Well, I guess it will be pretty far away. And we'll be on our own. Meeting new people. Last night, though, I wasn't lying.
I know.
She's gone. What? Oh my God, she used me. I was used. I was used. Cool.
This door locked. Well, who is...
Mom?
Shipwreck?
Oh, hey, Stifler.
You know, I just gotta say that women, like a fine wine, only get better with age. Of course, I have no basis for comparison, but, it was good.
So you almost made it, huh, Oz?
I'd just say that we had a great night together.
You hang in there, buddy. You'll get there.
You know, guys, I think we're falling in love.
Wow.
No, that's great, man. That's awesome. Hey, you know what the coolest thing is, guys? It's this. You know, right now.
It's true, I mean. After this, everything's gonna be different.
After getting laid?
after high school. Here's to the next step.
To the next step?
To the next step. To the next step.
Chinese chicken, you have a drumstick and your brain stops sticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on, with all our maisons. I hope the smoking man's is well like Harrison Ford. I'm getting frantic, like Sting of Tantric. Like stickers guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I make mad films. Okay, I don't make films, but if I did, they'd have a samurai. Gonna get a set of better gloves, gonna find the kind with tiny nudges, so my irons are always flying off the backswing. Gonna get into my Sailor Moon, cause that cartoon has got the boom anime babes that make me think the wrong thing. How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile, but I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a few.
We are.
Can't understand what I mean. You see, it's been 1 week since you looked at me. Dropped your eyes to the side and said, I'm sorry.
Hello to your mother, your brother, significant other. I am the summertime. And I'm here to free your mind. Kick off your shoes, the booze, and use anything that you're mine. Cause this is the summer. Thank you.